The president of the Ghana Institution of Engineers, Ben Richard Enyeje, is advocating the use of sound energy management to help solve the country's energy challenges. According to him, sound management, which involves the process of monitoring, controlling and preserving energy for the present and future, will lead to smooth and uninterrupted economic growth. It will also make the people more productive, thereby raising the standard of living. Mr. Enyeje was speaking at the opening ceremony of a seminar on energy management in Accra. The seminar is being organized by the International Organization for Standardization, ISO, and Ghana Standard Authority. We bring you a report by Victoria Ahaji.
The seminar is to provide a platform for specialists from industry, government and academia to discuss issues related to the implementation of energy management. The president of Ghana Institution of Engineers, Ben Richard Enyeje, noted that energy affects all aspects of society and shortages can bring about unpleasant consequences on economies and people's lives.
Energy conservation is a shared responsibility of all segments of society. Such conservation programs involve prudent energy consumption at homes, offices, and in industry by applying energy saving methods that are available to us currently. The importance of this seminar cannot be overemphasized, since energy is critical to the operations of all organizations, businesses, hospitals, and individual homes, to mention a few.
Mr. Enyeje called on stakeholders in the energy sector to be proactive and work towards organized and systematic coordination of energy distribution and efficient use. The executive director of Ghana Standards Authority, in a message, expressed the authority's commitment to promoting the use of ISO 50001 energy management standards to promote efficiency in the sector. He was hopeful that participants will put in their best to make maximum use of the knowledge that will be imparted during the seminar. The three-day seminar is expected to end on Wednesday.
Victoria Ahaji's report.